We've been teaching on going from gloom to glory. How many noticed it's been kind of gloomy, right, in our country for the past year, most of it, right? And even the weather this morning, amen. But how many know with Jesus, we don't have to stay gloomy?
Amen.
Amen? And that's what this Christmas story is all about, isn't it?
Yes.
Right? It's about going from the gloom to the glory.
Yes.
And when we think about when Jesus was born, that wasn't the best of times either in the natural, was it? Amen? But God knew that he needed to send Jesus to die on the cross and save us of our sins and open heaven up to the whole world. Praise Amen. The Lord. And that's great news. Amen. But we've been talking about gloom, meaning, in a couple of words is simply put, gloom meaning darkness and glory meaning light. Amen. And how many know when the Bible says the entrance of God's words gives us light.
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to sing about it this morning. We're going to worship God together. There's going to be some beautiful music to listen to. But we want to include God's word. How many of you ever heard of the scripture, John 3:16? Well, that's the best Christmas verse of them all, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Because it says, you can all say this together with me. By the way, if you've noticed our screen going yellow, white, that's not because it's a Christmas light. I think our projector might be nearing the need of replacement. So it's not your eyes. Is that my eyes? No. But stay with it, right? Let's say this together. For God so loved the world. Somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
That's me. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
That's me. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boy, I was listening to Pastor Keith Moore online last week, and he was reiterating the joy of everlasting life. How many know if you're born again, nobody can take that from you?
Amen.
Somebody say, nobody.
Nobody
can take that from me.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God forevermore. Everlasting life. And does that include today, church?
Yes.
Somebody say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Amen. And so that brings us up to our first song this morning that me and my lovely sparkling wife will sing together for you. Amen. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Little background, we wrote this song together the first year we were married. Oh, you can't hear us? Or just me? Just me? Okay. Thank you, sound guy. We got him running all over today.
Hallelujah.
Okay, there we go. What I was saying is that Steve and I wrote this song the very first year we were married. So, hope you enjoy it.
So last year?
No.
No, it's good.
Starting.
You're gonna have to give me a nod.
Oh,
sorry. Holly and mistletoe,
Christmas lights and snow, December's the warmest time of the year.
Presents under the tree,
stockings for you and me, the air is filled with Christmas cheer. And oh, how Christmas, the joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you.
Children who cannot wait,
parents who stayed up late, awake to see what Christmas brings.
Loved ones who traveled miles,
exchanging gifts and smiles, a time for making memories. Oh, how I love Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year through.
a time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you.
Gathering around the fire,
listening to Christmas choirs, remembering the babe born long ago.
God's gift to you and me,
one that hung on a tree, so that God's love we all would know. And oh, how I love Christmas, the joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. And oh, how I love Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. Be with you.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's see it now. Got to stick to my itinerary here. All right, we're going to introduce Lane and Lindsay here in a moment, I believe, right? Lane and Lindsay for Silent Night. Yeah, you can go and get ready. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. We haven't actually done a dress rehearsal of all this yet, but we do have it written down, so you're in good hands. But Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Praise God. So as you receive from this song this morning, this is a guitar duet with Lane and Lindsay, just receive that peace of God that passes all understanding over your lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. Well, our next scripture is Luke chapter 2, verse 10. I think I'm going to stand over here. I feel like I'm twisting my head around weird. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Somebody just say, "Lord, thank you for your joy." Amen. Thank you for sending Jesus. I receive that great joy in my life today. Amen. And this next song we want to introduce to you is Lindsay and Shelley doing the first Noel together with a little Hawaiian flair to it, right? Amen. So how many know Jesus breaks through the gloom? Amen? The peace of God breaks through the gloom. The joy of the Lord breaks through the gloom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10 says this, regarding the wise men, of course. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Amen? I heard this morning in a message at Eagle Mountain. They said that tomorrow, maybe you've heard this too, the Bethlehem star is going to be out there. First time in 800 years. I don't know that we'll be able to see it. Amen. But it's going to be out there. Amen. Reminding us of what? What did it remind them of back then? Jesus is coming, right? So what should it remind me of? Jesus is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the light that just pierces through the darkness, amen, just a little bit of light will drive out the darkness, amen. Praise the Lord, and that's what that reminds us of. And our next presentation, you guys can come on up and get ready, I think is Lane and Luke with a guitar and harmonica presentation of Do You Hear What I Hear, amen. Let's welcome them this morning. Thank you. Way to go, boys. Amen. Praise God. Should I just leave that there? Okay. Yeah. No problem. All right. Praise God. How many know it's important to see and hear what God is seeing and hearing? Amen. Even during times like these. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Luke chapter 2, verse 15 says this. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that Jesus was born? Amen. Somebody just lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for doing what you did for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our next presentation is O Holy Night with the Live and Good Girls Trio. Amen. Hallelujah.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Play the world and sit in narrow pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Three. Law is love, and his gospel is peace.
Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus. Praise we with all our hearts, we praise his holy name.
Christ is the Lord, then ever we shall praise thee, his power and glory.
Praise the Lord. Well done, girls. Amen. Well, Matthew 1:21 says this, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Somebody just say, Jesus! Amen. The name above all names. For he will save his people from their sins. Amen. This is just a great moment right now just to have a prayer. Amen. Lindsay's going to come in just a moment and sing an original song that she wrote entitled, He Did It For Me. And when I shared, you know, we were talking, it was like this scripture kind of sums it up. Amen. This is a great moment, just, you know, us all here together. We're on Facebook Live, so maybe there's somebody out there that just needs to take a moment and give your life to Jesus. Just let's pray this out loud with me. Just say, Father God, I give you my life. I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me on the cross and raising again for me from the dead. I will live for you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. Well, I want to introduce Lindsay now. She's going to come and sing this song that she wrote entitled, He Did It For Me. Is that right? Oh, and Luke, excuse me, I forgot. Luke's involved in this too. Read the notes, Steve. Amen.
Christmas comes.
Praise the Lord. Well done, well done, well done. Praise God. Well, I think this brings us to almost the finale of our service here. Amen. But we had another verse here to look at, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Amen. And these next, this next song is what we call an all sing. It's for all of us to sing together. Amen. So is that right? Amen. So you can all stand up on your feet together. This is a song. Did you write this song, honey? Yes, this is something Shelley wrote, but you can follow along. We've done it before at Christmas time, but let's sing this together. Amen.
Precious baby in a manger, you filled our world with love, joy and peace, the promised salvation, all you brought to us. You are worthy of our praise. We will worship you with all of our hearts. We will worship you. To worship you, we join the angels, shepherd and wise men, bowing down to you.
So, Father, we thank you today. We rejoice that you are alive, that you were born and you lived your life and died on the cross and raised again 3 days later to give us heaven, Lord. And we thank you for it and we praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, how about we end our service today with an all-sing rendition of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. In a one, in a two, in a three. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your King. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And
the house.